Every Wednesday here on Current State, Neighbors in Action talks with people working together to improve the lives of others in their communities. Today we hear how a football team and a town turn pink each fall to support people with cancer. The Pink Arrow Pride Project started 8 years ago in the West Michigan town of Lowell. The idea came from the coach of the Lowell High School football team, the Red Arrows. In its first year, the project raised enough money to start a local chapter of Gilda's Club, the cancer support center founded by the family of comedian Gilda Radner after she died of cancer. It's only grown since then. Current State's Melissa Benmark talked to Pink Arrow volunteer Teresa Beecham about the project.
The way this all came about, our varsity coach, Noel Dean, who heads our whole football program here in Lowell, just came up with the wild idea, asking the community if they thought our varsity football team would be bold enough to walk out into a stadium wearing pink jerseys, hand in hand, representing our school. And the community felt that anything Coach Dean asked his team to do, they would follow his lead.
Why did the coach take a sudden interest in raising money and helping support people with cancer?
I think that Coach Dean always feels that this is such a football community, but there's more than to life than just the football game. And I think he was teaching his team that the importance of giving back, and he's been doing that since he came here years ago. The event is one day, but the efforts, the dollars that are raised from this event are felt throughout the year. Last year, the Pink Arrow Pride event raised enough money to allow Gilda's Club of Lowell full support, as we have the last 7 years. We give to them between $72,000 and $80,000 every year. The other portions of the money raised go to Lowell Community Wellness to help with families that are on a cancer journey. And usually that hovers around $50,000 each year. And then we have two scholarships, the Kathy Tallis Scholarship, who is a teacher who lost her cancer battle a few years ago, and a scholarship is set up in her name. And then our beloved team doctor, Dr. Donald Girard, has a medical scholarship set up here also through dollars that are raised through Pink Arrow.
So how directly does the fundraising happen? I know there's some T-shirts and banners that turn the entire downtown pink. How does this all work and then figure into that game, which is kind of the culminating event?
The T-shirts each year have corporate sponsors and personal sponsors. The community lines up to buy these T-shirts. It builds up to our football game, our volleyball game, and our soccer game. And that event is held at our football stadium. We enlarge the stadium we double the size of the stadium with fencing. It's a 7 o'clock football game, but around 6 o'clock we start a community parade at the high school. And the parade follows into the stadium, led by our local rescue, police, and military. And then the community follows behind our team, marching into the stadium and taking a victory lap around the stadium. And the people in the stands rise to their feet to honor those people that are taking a victory lap in memory of someone or to honor the ones that have successfully completed a cancer journey. From that point, each football player lines up on the field and they meet the person that they are honoring that night. Instead of the football player's name being carried on the back of the jersey, they are choosing to honor someone else, and that person's name is put on the back of the jersey. It may be the first time that this student is meeting the person, and sometimes they're closely related to the person that they're honoring, but it is an enormously huge honor for this community to stand and applaud the people that are being honored that evening.
To what do you attribute the fact that this community has become so involved in taking care of people who are, as you say, on a cancer journey? Why Lowell? Why here?
This community amazes us all the time. Everyone knows someone that has walked this journey. And our coach, Noel Dean, chose pink because we thought that this was going to be about breast cancer awareness the very first year that we started this program. But selling t-shirts the first year to raise money, we realized very quickly that everyone knows someone that has been touched by all different types of cancer. So we continue wearing pink, but we honor all those that have any type of cancer diagnosis.
How did you come to get involved with this?
It's an interesting call that my husband and I received from Noel Dean asking if we would become involved in this as volunteers. I lost my brother to cancer. He collapsed on the football practice field many years ago, and was after many months of doctoring, it was decided that he had lung cancer. He had never smoked, and he had never been around secondhand smoke, and he lived many years through his battle with cancer. But I just felt that at that time there was not, families weren't really given the permission to talk about their diagnosis. And since this has been going on in Lowell for 8 years, you can't imagine how this program gives people the chance to openly talk about their diagnosis and the cancer journey that they have been on. And we select about 12, 15, or 18 families each year to talk about their cancer journey and write about it in our local newspapers. And we are blown away by the people that are not writers, but they sit down and they journal their cancer journey and publicly speak of it. And they're so proud to share what they've been through. And I think that this community just wraps their arms around people because it puts a name and a face with every t-shirt that we sell. And when people are diagnosed, they'll say, I've always been coming to the Pink Arrow games. I've always bought a Pink Arrow t-shirt. I never once thought I'd be touched by the disease.
Teresa Beecham, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.
And Current State is always looking for nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Email us your suggestions, please, to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.